Good evening, and welcome to Acting Up. I'm Meredy.
And I'm Russ. Tonight, we are going to be focusing on emotions, especially strong emotions. Meredy, would you like to explain the challenge?
Certainly. We've paired our contestants and assigned them scenes, but scenes of a very different kind. They have a very basic structure built up around emotions. The actors will have to come up with lines and then have been told not to make them too specific.
Because we want to focus on emotion, not plot.
Right. So, we've told them to use lines like, "No, please don't," rather than, "No, please don't kick me."
So this will be very different from what most people have heard. I'm not really sure what to expect myself. Since this was mostly your idea, Meredy, can you give us an idea of what we'll be listening to? What? Wait, I just asked a question. Look, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Okay, it's not easy to do some of these strong emotions convincingly, so we've sent out lessons, and we'll be looking to see what our contestants can do. Of course, choosing to cry when you're online and supposed to be having a dialogue is not fun for your partner. Hey, this is not funny. We have a show to do. As you can see, my partner is now demonstrating some of the skills we're looking for from our contestants. We have crying and laughing and pain. Oh no!
I'm just trying to show you. Come back!
Let's get started with our first team. Copper and Temporary Butterfly.
Oh! Hey, Lil, you want to go this way?
I'm not so sure. It looks kind of wrong.
Oh, it'll be fine.
No, it's
I've went this way dozens of times before.
Okay, but only if you say so.
So, did you see that new movie Acting Up yet? I hear it's supposed to be really good.
Greg, I don't like this road. Can we go back?
Aw, Lil, come on. I'm telling you, it's fine. We're halfway through.
What was that noise? Please, can we just go back?
You're such a scaredy cat, Lily. Honestly, there's nothing to be afraid of.
I'm not a scaredy cat. I just don't like how dark it is. What if we can follow? What if there's a guy with a knife hiding behind that tree? What if he kills us both? Greg, I want to go back!
Wow. You're really scared, aren't you?
Yes, I've told you that. Why won't you listen?
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you go this way. I'm sorry. Look, we'll go back.
It's okay. I'm sorry I yelled at you.
It's fine.
Greg?
Yeah?
You're the best.
Nah, you are.
Go.
All right, Copper and Temporary Butterfly. Nice job on the scenario. I do want to point out the problem with this scene is that you've got a lot of talking in it, and while you came up with great dialogue to go with the scene, the direction we were looking at for the scenarios was to the way we wrote them was to try and get you guys to tell the story more with your emotions and your reactions without the use of words. This comes partially from an idea that when we're acting, we get so caught up in a script that we have or so focused on the words that we let the words tell the story, but we don't let the emotions do the same thing. We let the words describe what's going on without adding in that extra emotional conviction. And this was an experiment to see if you guys could push yourselves to try and tell the story without words, or without, I guess, say, creating a backstory or creating a plot of sorts, and let the whole series of events play out with your emotional expression and outbursts. I didn't get that feeling here, and actually, I think because of that, it kind of fell flat. I really didn't hear much in the way of emotional outbursts here, and I feel that's because there was so much added dialogue that you let it tell the story instead of your emotional expression. I realize this is a really, really hard challenge, both in understanding and to get the whole scene across. We've got places in here where I would have loved to hear more energy. Places where Lily cries in several times in this spot, and she cries in different ways. And I'm not just saying like cry out loud, but actual like tears, crying. People cry differently for different emotional situations or from different stresses. The way that you cry over, say, a lost object is going to be different from the way that you cry over being teased at school. The way you're teased at school is going to be different from crying over an argument that you've had with your parents. So that's kind of more of what we were looking for. That said, you guys did have good chemistry together. I thought it sounded very natural. But yeah, unfortunately, I think it went off. This exercise was a little off the mark this time, unfortunately. Russ, what do you have to add?
Yeah, I thought that you did a very nice scene. And if we'd given you that script, or if we'd given just you the scenario and said, let's go with that, then this would have been terrific. But in addition to saying specifically things like Lily starts to cry in panic, Lily cries angrily, we sent out specific lessons on laughing and crying and pain. And we thought that was enough to make it clear that we were specifically looking for the laughing and crying and so on. And while you did, you did some great frightened sounding, your acting was wonderful, but you didn't cry. I heard a little whininess, but I didn't hear actually good crying. Copper, I did hear the laughing, and the laughing you did sounded natural, so that's very good. I liked your plug of acting up, that was cute.
That was cute. Like, oh, we're a movie now. Awesome.
So while the acting was good, I think you missed the point of the exercise. And now I recognize that this was very different from anything you've probably been asked to do before. Certainly it's different than I've ever asked anyone to do before. So I don't know how much everyone else is going to have gotten the idea. But I don't think you guys quite got what we were looking for.
Be rest assured, I think everybody with this round was a bit confused over what to do. It is what it is. So
right.
We'll just go on to the next group.
Right. We'll see how everybody else figured this out. Yeah. So the next group is going to be Skywish and Zane doing the same scenario.
Oh, Greg.
Hey, you want to go this way?
Come on. I don't really... It looks really...
Come on, babe. It'll be okay. Let's go.
Greg, no. I can't.
What's wrong? Babe, there's nothing to work... Babe?
Greg, no!
Oh my God. Lily, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Come here, baby.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I'm so sorry. Never again, Lil.
Okay, well, that was a little shorter than I expected it to be. Both, you started out with some very good laughing at the start. And Skywish, I liked the crying you did. I'm not quite sure with whether this was the cry in panic or crying angrily, since you guys seem to have skipped a good part of the scenario. Lily's frightened, starts to cling. Greg laughs. Didn't hear that. Then Lily starts to cry. Greg's surprised. Lily cries. Then Greg apologizes. It's like you compress that into one. Before you even start walking, Lily starts crying. Greg says, "Oh no, I'm sorry." And then the scene is over. Really, really fast. I'm not quite sure what happened with your last line, Zane, because all of a sudden that came out like twice the volume of all the others. It sounds like you might have recorded it later and didn't re-level it. But, you know, that's just something that just stuck in my mind. Mostly, I thought you got some of the idea. I did hear both laughing and crying. That was good. I just didn't hear as many of them as I was hoping for. Meredy?
I think the last line came from the wanting to... They were hoping to get retakes done before the deadline, but they couldn't, so...
Ah.
They added it in the last line at the tail end. I think this was closer to the mark of what we were looking for. I agree with Russ. It got good laughing. What you did both of you did at the very beginning sounded very natural, and I think there was a nice build up at the beginning to the middle, and I think the end was a nice denouement, but the middle just kind of fell flat a little bit. I was hoping that you guys would push yourselves a little more to get really worked up over the situation. And maybe it's because we missed one or two lines. I didn't fully look at that myself. But, I think a little bit of it feels a little disjointed. I think that's partially because of Skype. Trying to do a back and forth over Skype, there's a little bit of... I noticed this with... Spoilers! 11 Linda. I noticed this with 11 Linda, that there's a little bit of a lag when you're trying to do a non-verbal scene together in reactions. So I would make a note of that difficulty. But I think it was a good attempt. It was a good start and on the mark of, you know, what kind of stuff we were looking for.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.